He's setting records on the track and field. That's what he's doing.
On fire.
He's on fire right now. His 4x4 relay set a record that has stood for many a year down at BYU. And he's the record holder for the 800 meters as well. And I want to know, are they going to beat the record at this next meet? Shaq Walker, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate you hopping on, spending a few minutes with us. Shaq, you broke the record this last week. Do you figure you guys will do it again?
You know, I think it's possible. We've been running well. Everyone's feeling good. Even our coach, Coach Kyle and Coach Istone, our two coaches, they were just as shocked as we were. And we really were planning on running our best time at this coming meet, this coming weekend at the national meet. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility that we run even faster than we did, which would be great.
Did you run your best split that you've ever run at that meet?
Yeah, the craziness is all four of us ran our best splits that we've ever run in that same exact race. So it was really good. It came together perfectly.
Was the track just fast? Was the atmosphere right? I mean, what'd you guys eat?
You guys have a breeze behind you?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. I thought it was, if anything, we'd run not as well because there was an hour lightning delay and we didn't race till 10:45 at night and it was crazy and we had been just waiting all day. And I don't know. I mean, it's just... Maybe it's because we were just having fun. We were like, you know what? It's super late. We're sleepy. Let's just go out there and have some fun. And it worked out maybe because of that.
Love it. Talk to me about the coaching staff. Talk to me about Coach Kyle. It seems like he's been an integral part of getting this team together, finding the right guys, and creating chemistry.
Yeah, he's an amazing coach. He's a good guy as well. I think this is only his second year here. So this is my first year just coming off the mission working with him. He's a genius. The season starts, we're all running, not nearly as fast as we'll run by the end. And all of a sudden, the end of the season comes, and he's just got it down to a science, an exact program with lifting and diet and he's so specific in so many details, even running at a certain time of the day to get used to the heat. I mean, all kinds of things he just takes into account, and it just primes our bodies and gets us ready to run fast at the exact moment we need it to. And that's what he's done this year so far. He's done an excellent job. He's really good. He knows his stuff.
What's your diet like, man? You can't.
Yeah, man. All that talk, man, got me stressed out.
All right, this is top secret. You ready for this? This is top secret. Here we go. So my diet is eat pretty much whatever sounds good. And then I justify it by saying, well, if I'm craving it, it means there's something in it that my body needs, even if it's a milkshake or a cookie.
What do you typically – what'd you eat today, Shaq? What'd you eat?
What'd I eat today so far?
Yeah.
Okay, today's Tuesday. Oh, this is a bad example. I don't know what I ate today. I can't – I had Chick-fil-A. I had some malto meal for breakfast. And then Chick-fil-A, and that's it. And I'm about to go out to Red Robin for a friend's birthday party. So today's not a good day. But most days I try to eat, just some carbs, just whatever I really like. I don't know. I guess whatever sounds good. The sprinters are a lot better than me. You want to ask the other guys, Jesse White, Sean Adams, and Mario Harper. They've got that down to a science. They're better. They're much better than me.
Shaq Walker, mid-distance specialist, 5'10", 140-pound sophomore down at BYU, setting records. On with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. What's your fastest time right now in the 800? You hold that record down at BYU as well.
Indoor I went 147.44, and outdoor I've gone 145.78. So, yeah, the indoor and outdoor school records, both of those. So hopefully I can go a little quicker.
We might have lost him. I'm not hearing him, Jeremy.
Can you hear me?
I got you now. Sorry, we lost you for a second.
No, that's okay. So hopefully I can go a little quicker at the national meet. Maybe dip under 145 and 800. That'd be a great day for me. So we'll see what happens.
Going into the meet, what's your heat? How many heats will there be? How is your time stacking up against the competition?
So there are going to be three heats. Of eight, so 24 competitors, and the top eight will advance to the final. So the top two in each heat plus the next two fastest times. And coming into the meet, I have the second fastest time so far in the country this year. So I think I should make the final and challenge for the national championship. So we'll see What happens, I'm feeling really good and healthy, and I mean, the preparation leading up to it's been just great, so I'm super excited to finally get
back. Brian, we need you to freaking, you know, mentor this guy. You can't let him go to Red Robin this afternoon and eat whatever he's going to eat. Where are you at, Brian?
Hey, Shaq, I'm just going to say this, man. Do whatever you've been doing. So if that means you've been eating Krispy Kreme and Red Robin, continue to do that, my brother. Do not change up anything.
Done. Easy.
Shaq, so who is you're coming number two. Who's number one, and do you view him as your biggest competitor?
Yeah, so number one, he's from Penn State. His name's Brandon Kidder. I was actually in the race that he ran that time. I was just a little bit back from him. And so I've seen him race. I've raced him a couple times. That was, that race for him was his best time ever by quite a bit and kind of came out of nowhere. Even though he's got the fastest time, I don't think he's the biggest threat to me right now. I think Brandon McBride, he's coming back. He won indoor and outdoor last year. He took fourth in indoor this year. And I think he's on a vengeance right now. He's been running super well. And so if there's someone that I think is going to be really – you know, really strong and coming down that last stretch, someone that I'm going to have to be making sure I know where he is, it's going to be Brandon McBride from Mississippi State.
Do you feel like you're peaking right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling super sharp. Like, I mean, this past weekend, just all three of the races that I ran, I just felt so in control, so relaxed, and so just sharp. I mean, the coaches, Coach Eystone, he's the one who coaches me specifically, and he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's got me ready to roll, so I just got to go out and perform and, like you said, do what I've been doing, and it should work out.
Is there any trash talking that occurs, like, on the track? I mean, really, like, you know, we're always talking about it. Like, you know, Brian yaps more than I do on the field.
This is true.
You know, because I just get tired. I get winded really quickly, so I don't want to, you know, spare any oxygen for trash talking. But, I mean, tell me what you do, man. Do you talk? Do you get into guys' heads when you're on the track?
Maybe. Not through trash talk, but we – most of the time, I think track runners are a little different. We just get out there and we just sit in silence, and everyone just looks at each other, and we all look like we feel sorry for ourselves. So I try to make it a little better. I start making jokes, and I'm like, hey, guys, this sport, why are we doing this? And maybe one or two will crack a smile, but, yeah, usually they don't laugh. I try to get them to laugh just to lighten the mood a little bit, but that's about the most I do to get in someone's head. And
that's a great question because why, like, who in their right mind would just like to run? You know,
I know. Thank you.
You guys ask yourself that question every day, like, why? What am I doing here?
Every single day. And then I finish, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't even that bad. And then the next day, I hurt. I'm like, I hate this. Then I'm finished, and I'm like, wait, have I even run yet? Like, it's just, I don't know. I just short-term memory loss. You need it as a runner.
Yeah, you do what all of us do in other sports as punishment.
Yeah.
I know. Great.
But you do a phenomenal job doing it, though. Setting records in the 800 meters and also that 4x4. Where are you guys coming at in regards to your time with the other teams you'll be going against in this meet?
Yeah, so we're coming in ranked 6th in the country. So we expect to make the final and be an All-American 4x4 team, which is, you know, that would be incredible. But it's definitely going to take our best running because that's when everyone's looking to run their best. So I think we'll have to duplicate. If we duplicate that performance in the prelim, we'll make the final. And then if we duplicate that performance again in the final, we'll be top 5. And so that's what we're looking for. You never know. Maybe even something crazy happens and we all just run out of our minds and we win a national championship. We're not playing anything, you know, the sky's the limit. So we're just going to go out and tell ourselves that we belong here and we can compete with the very best and see what happens.
Shaq, what do you think the biggest thing that separates your team from the other teams that you guys are going to be competing against?
Oh, definitely heart. Definitely. I guess the friendship that we have. You know, I mean, you would expect that they're all good friends and they train together and they like each other, we hope. But three of us on the team, we live together. Me, Sean, and Jesse, we live together. And then Mario's, you know, there with us every day. And so we're just good friends. We hang out. We do everything together. There's that friendship, that bond, that brotherhood. And when we're on the track, we just do our best for each other. And you know, we make sure we leave it all out there. And I think it's made for some good time so far. I mean, this year, we were just talking about this earlier, our A team, when we put an A squad 4x4 together, we have not lost yet. And so we're undefeated when we're together on the track. And so let's see if we can keep that going into nationals with the best in the country.
Do you guys ever hand like a baton to each other while you guys are living with each other, like just like working chemistry, anything like that?
You know what? This is so sad, but we actually do. There's so many times where we're at home, and we just start talking about track, and then we get into it, and the next thing you know, 2 hours have passed. We're standing up, fake running a race, like walk speed, walking in with our form, trying to look cool, handing it off. It's ridiculous, and people who come over are like, y'all are crazy, but it's fun.
Like the dishes or something? Do you have like a line with the dishes, putting the dishes up clean?
Oh, you know what? We don't, but we're about to start it now.
No, seriously, though, how many batons do you have in your house?
Oh, I know Sean's got at least three. I wouldn't be surprised if Jesse's got five or six hidden in somewhere in his drawers and his cases. I don't have any, but I need to get some.
Shag Walker, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck. When's the meet?
We'll race June 10th and June 12th.
June 10th and June 12th. So, I mean, that's a long time away. I mean, well, it's a decent amount of time, man. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're nervous. Do you like having a lot of time in between your meets, or do you like kind of – we always talk about this in football. Do you want a bye week when you're peaking, or do you not want a bye week, you know? And how are you feeling right now? Do you like that rest?
Yeah, I like it. That's a week from tomorrow we'll race, so it's like a perfect amount of time. Maybe 2 weeks sometimes feels a little long, but 10 days that'll be just enough to sharpen up, recover, take your time recovering, understand that all you got to do is recover and go out and perform. So yeah, I think we need it, and we're happy to have it, but we'll be ready come the 10th for sure.
It's going to be televised, I imagine.
Yep, it should be on ESPNU and ESPN3.
Okay, Cougar fans, be watching as Shaq Walker and the rest of the BYU men's and women's track team compete. And good luck in the 4x4 and the 800. Are there any other events that you're going to be competing in?
No, just that. And the times, I actually think I have those remembered as well. These are Pacific times. Or I guess I could do about standard time. It's going to be the 800 on June 10th. It's going to be at 6:50 p.m. And then the 4x4 on June 10th is going to be at 8:28 p.m. Utah time. And then on the 12th, again, at 6:50 again for the 800 and 7:50 for the 4x4.
Love it, man. Okay. We'll be watching. Appreciate you, Shaq. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate the time.
Great interview, Shaq Walker.